Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. With planting getting started in a few areas, Asgrow DeKalb technical agronomist Grant Mehring says there are some early planting considerations to think about.
You need to understand your risk. And one of the risks is your crop insurance date. And so we need to know that. But now what I'm going to talk about after that is just the considerations regarding these two crops in early planting. So more of the point of my talk was going to be corn, but let's talk about wheat quickly, because there is wheat that's going to be going in the ground yesterday, today, and all through the weekend. Wheat is a cold season grass, cool season grass. Wheat can germinate when your soil temps are 34 degrees at the coldest time of the day, and wheat likes to be planted early. You'll get more seed around, you'll get higher yields, and just generally speaking, it likes the cool weather. There is really very little problem with planting wheat right now.
Mehring says getting the corn germinated and out of the ground as quickly as possible should be the goal.
Getting enough heat units to emerge that corn, which is roughly 120 accumulated corn heat units, in under 2 weeks. That's a really moderately low-risk situation, low risk. There are higher risks as you allow that or force that seed to emerge and germinate slower. If you're up to 3 weeks or 4 weeks, it's just higher stress. And you could possibly think about losing some stand because of that. You can have things such as cold shock, where you're warm and then cold. You can have cold inhibitional chilling, where that seed gets a cold drink of water. And so you need to monitor your accumulated heat units, as well as the weather that's upcoming, the rains that are upcoming.
The latest